Over 700 people have been charged with crimes related to the violence on January 6th, but these seditious conspiracy charges are different. The most serious charges that the Department of Justice has brought related to the attack. Prosecutors allege that Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, and at least 10 others plotted and conspired to essentially overthrow the government, specifically to stop Congress from certifying the 2020 election and keep then-President-elect Joe Biden from assuming office. Rhodes appearing in court, like you said yesterday, pleading not guilty after law enforcement agents searched his Texas home earlier this week. And details revealed in the court documents were just chilling. 2 days after the election, Rhodes allegedly writing to his followers, "We aren't getting through this without a civil war." And the prosecutors say that images like these show the Oath Keepers unloading weapons in a Virginia hotel just ahead of January 6th. During the attack, Rhodes was at the Capitol, but he apparently did not go inside the building here. Investigators claim instead that he was communicating with rioters from his group. Now, Rhodes' attorney say that he was there that day to provide security. Rhodes himself has denied that he encouraged others to storm the Capitol. Now, if he's convicted, Rhodes could face decades in prison. And experts say it was just a matter of time before the Department of Justice brought charges for someone organizing the violence that day. But of course, the question now is who else? Who else who maybe was not actually engaged in violence could still be accused of planning what unfolded that day?